We've been having a fun time talking before, and I'm so glad I get to talk to all you wonderful folks right now, because we're talking about the Batesville Community Theater, and I've got the director, Christian Amy. We have also got two of the, we're going to call them local celebrities. I don't want to spoil them just yet, but we got local celebrities we're going to talk to, because, well, Christian, we've got something special coming on pretty soon. It's a classic play.
Yes, we at Batesville Community Theater are so excited to start our new season with Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Cinderella, which will be opening, very shortly, Thursday, July 31st, and we run through August the 3rd. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what's even better? We've got two of the celebrities in here. We got Rebecca Ward and Brent McDonald. Or Brant. Brant McDonald. Yeah. I almost said Brent, but Brant McDonald. It's that E I was telling you about earlier. So I got to know, because y'all two are just so fun to talk to. So what are you looking forward to with this play? Whoever wants to go first, you just spill it onto the mic.
Well, whoever loves magic is definitely going to love this show. This show, we're bringing actual stage theater magic to the stage and to the Batesville area. You know the story has the magical transformations. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first time that we're going to see the magic transformations on stage.
Ooh.
No sneaking off and changing. No. So that's incredible.
Okay, now I'm a little interested now, but you know, that's... I don't want to spoil the fun for that, but, you know, what you got to say, Brant?
Well, I would say that this is a little bit more three-dimensional. These characters have a little bit more to them than what you've seen on Disney. Mm-hmm. They aren't just a good girl, a good guy. They have some background to them, and oh. I'm excited to explore that with the audience.
Oh, I am too. And now, speaking of audience, because you were telling me about this, Christian, it was kind of successful. You know, there was maybe, you know, just a couple of extra members or so, just is what I was understanding.
So I was very overwhelmed and extremely pleased with our turnout for auditions. We had 75 people from all over the area come and audition for Cinderella. And so it was hard work to cast the show, but we have a cast of over 50 people for this production. So a very large production, and they range from little kids all the way through adults. So it's a story for all age groups.
That's going to be a fun time. And there's even events leading up to the event itself, is there not?
Yes, we have a couple of events. First of all, we have a scavenger hunt that is going to take place. If you watch Batesville Community Theater's Facebook page, mm-hmm. we'll be releasing a video. And we're going to be hiding glass slippers throughout downtown merchants.
You clever fellows. Okay.
And inside of those will be a little scroll that we have prizes that you can win if you find. And we'll be releasing clues to where these slippers are. And so we're really excited that we've partnered with downtown merchants for this event. So yeah. Watch our Facebook page for those videos. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, August the 2nd at 2 o'clock, we are doing a tea with Cinderella and the Prince.
Well.
So we're real excited about that.
Yeah, for all of us folks who can't afford to go have tea time with the Disney princesses down in, you know, Florida. This is the perfect opportunity to come out and get that fill of the princess time and camaraderie with your friends.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I don't know. There's just so many good things. And I bet it wouldn't be possible without all the wonderful sponsors.
Exactly. To mount a show of this production, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And I really want to thank all of our sponsors who have helped bring this production to life. First Community Bank, Merchant and Planners Bank, Bad Boy Mowers, Farco, Pico Foods, Future Fuel, Carpet Corner, OMP, Haven Contracting, Chuck and Sarah Jones, and Ronnie Klaus. So we thank you for your support of the performing arts and for Batesville Community Theater as well.
And we're looking forward to it opening up on July 31st, correct?
That's right. You can get your tickets at the door at 1295 East Main Street in Batesville. Tickets are $20. And if you're interested in coming to the tea on August 2nd, you have to pre-purchase those tickets as we have limited space. But you can contact us through Facebook or on our website at bctarkansas.com, and tickets are $10 for that event.
But be sure and hurry, because we're already filling up fast.
Yes.
Wow. So you better hurry. We'll have a link to that on our website as well, which you can hear the interview here later on. And thank y'all for coming in. Y'all have been wonderful. I'm looking forward to actually going out and seeing that play myself.
Thank you so much. You.